Welcome to Caribbean Millennials.
Hey guys, welcome back. So glad you could join us for the continuation of Porn, Horn and Scorn. Hope you enjoy and be sure to subscribe to the podcast to get notifications of new episodes.
Oh, you heard that? You heard that's the fellas talking again. Remember they say Pucci doesn't talk. And the fellas have to go and say,
But I feel like girls talk too.
Girls talk.
Not like
girl,
that.
Like, you know, And when the girl asks, like, how was it? And the girl is like, girl. Like, you know,
I think the funny thing about girls is, and let's get into this in the horn section, is the embarrassment and judgment from their friends. I feel like amongst fellas, there's more of this open kind of accepting.
Okay.
And then, like, if you, like, girls are more likely, I feel, to keep a secret from their friends that they cheating on their man.
Okay,
so you say that for the episode, you'll have the girls talk episode.
Okay.
So you can discuss that in the
episode. Oh, yeah.
You know about
girls talk. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
On island.
On island, yeah.
And guys talk.
somebody says the whining intention. When you feel the whine all in your soul.
Let
me read some comments.
If you feel things in the soul.
Yeah, boy.
Woo. Somebody say you can see the wetness. Whoa.
That's too much.
that's why it was too good at that
if
point.
If that happened, that shouldn't be happening in public.
Somebody else say the wetness does show its face in other ways. And the person said they have experience.
Well, off the chain.
Well, so what else?
Somebody say about fruit punching somebody that do that to them.
What else about horn?
Y'all wild in the chat.
What else we have to cover about horn? Y'all have any other questions in the comments? Y'all want to talk about horn?
Okay. Who is better, men or women?
At horn?
Yeah.
Women.
Now, is that still in today's age?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. Because women.
Or was that like a past conception?
I don't know if it's a past.
Women having whole children and making the men think that's this.
Exactly.
But men having whole families and the women not knowing.
They will find out at some point. Let me tell you something. If a woman, I'm going to say something and people are going to be like, wow, again, controversial. If a woman doesn't know, she didn't want to know. Women can be FBI when they make their mind up, top investigator and find out.
Everybody's saying women.
But to me, is men not going and follow the girl in his vehicle and, you know, see where she going, see where she end up?
Well.
But no.
No?
Men
don't
not
do that?
Yes.
You just listen to Letla?
My girl! Gasser! So there's top trackers these days, apparently.
Okay, so the chat unanimously says women.
It's women.
So the chat wins.
But like I say, if a woman doesn't know her man cheating, she don't want to know. Because let me tell you that, Anushka, if I come home and you ask me, you cook food and I don't eat, you ask me why I don't eat, you ask me if I get food somewhere else.
Oh, yes.
You ask a whole bunch of questions.
Yes.
Exactly. A woman would be able to start asking these questions.
Oi.
And seeing
the chat. Quantity of cheating goes to men. Quality of cheating goes to women.
Agreed. Agreed. No, I agree.
I think, majority of women cheat better than men.
Oh yes.
I feel like,
but I think
like
there is this. I
know,
think
there
is
a couple.
This like 1% of men that
are
so good that they're better than anything possible. They like James Bond
in
cheating.
I know people who cheat already. They get caught and the woman apologize.
Wow.
If you can't do it like that, then why do it? You know.
I know like that.
Is that 1% of fellas that affecting so many people and making people scorned?
Yeah, so like 90% of women cheat better than all men.
Oh, yes.
In existence. And like way better.
No
right?
Question.
Like
but
men
I...
are sloppy, like somebody in the chat said, and we don't cover our tracks. We think we'll never get caught. Right? So 90%, but there's this like small percentage of men that's so meticulous. Right? Like they will erase their chat history. They will have a burner phone. They will erase their cyber security. They will talk to their woman on a VPN. They will.
You start to say things that sound like, because I just delete my chat history. I have a burner phone.
Where?
You know.
But I don't cheat. But you know, like the elite cheaters.
Next level.
And they're better than any woman could ever be because they're just so meticulous. You know those guys?
I feel like that's a handed down thing, a generation thing. Like your father about to die,
yeah.
He hand you over the manual.
Yeah. You know,
son, before I go.
You know those guys?
There you go.
Like you checking them for like a month and you never know where they live. You never go to their house. You never know they have free vehicles. You only ride in one.
No, wow. It's not
but
that.
They have
no.
Two other vehicles with tint. So you never know when he out and when he not out. Wait, I'm giving away secrets. Forget about all what I said. Scratch that from the record.
You give it. We know somebody. We know somebody like that.
Yeah, but us men are worse by far, all around.
Yeah.
The men do it better all the time. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Next topic. Right? All right, so anything else in Horn? Chat room, anything else in Horn?
I know.
Anything else in Horn? We spoke about Caribbean Horn and just the worst thing about Caribbean Horn, even if it happens so much, is the embarrassment because the country is so small.
Oh, you know, chat room, y'all ever cheat OECSly, CARICOMly? Like, you know? Like one girlfriend in your island or another island, the other girlfriend in a whole other island.
I know a man like that. He had women traveling to different islands.
How do you know so many?
But you know, I know a lot of strange people. I know a lot of strange characters. God. He had women flying to different islands on different weekends. What?
You cheating CSME. Like,
CSME,
you know,
yeah. You don't post someone for CSME at that point.
One week you're in Trinidad, the next week you're in St. Vincent.
It's bad when they know you by your first name in the airport. Like the airport people, like they see you, like,
yeah. When you're the same taxi driver picking you up every time.
I think that's
and you tell you, same place? So
yeah, same place,
And the other thing is, it's also like, I mean, we didn't touch on this, so we touched on this a little bit, but how you find out the cheating happened, or the confrontations from the cheating.
Okay, on that note, question. If you, with your significant other, and they have given you no reason to believe they're cheating, right? Okay,
but you never have a reason to believe.
No. But like you don't even suspect them. Like, they're perfect in every single way.
So
in your mind,
so
right?
Okay.
Right? A man or woman.
So.
But your friend, and maybe not the closest friend, but a friend come and tell you.
I see them
they
somewhere.
They see them somewhere, or somebody tell them that they're cheating with somebody, so and so.
So what do you do at that
point? Do you believe them? Do you confront them? Or do you, like, that person don't know my life?
I feel like that's a common thing that has broken up, like, friendships or, you know, like, friendship relationships.
That one is a matter of how you approach it,
I think you still have to, if that's your friend and you feel like your friend doesn't have any ill intentions and may have something, you still need to do your own kind
of digging, investigation,
communication to kind of figure out. But you also don't want to sell out that friend.
True. Because the first thing that the person will say is, where you hate from? Who tell you that? Another question, right?
Okay.
Which island do you think does Horn the best? Hold on. Which island, without being caught? Or the most Horn? Which island do you think does Horn the best? Which island do you think does Horn the most?
Okay.
And which island do you think has maybe the most recipients of Horn?
Wait. Sit down.
Okay, so first, let's tackle first. Which island Horns the best?
I think answer us while we see.
Maybe Trinis?
Trinis, I
Horn
think.
Horn the best?
I say Trinis.
Yeah, maybe Trinis.
Or
Mad Nickens. I know Mad Nickens that have a whole farm in St. Lucia. A whole farm in Guadeloupe and a whole farm in
Mad Nickens.
Boy! But the hurricane that messed them up. Because when the family in Dominica lose their house, it's one of the other islands they have to go to.
Trini.
Wow. Somebody say Dominica. Everybody says Trinidad.
Yeah, I feel it's Trini.
Messi?
Okay, so that's who doing
somebody
it.
Was told, an ex of mine, they saw me with a man and was going to beat him, but my ex said no, I was with my damn brother. The chat is wild. Somebody says, what I don't understand is why the cheaters want faithful partners. Just go be a hoe with other hoes.
What is the hoes want to be a hoe with you?
Well, I think everybody want to be a hoe, but nobody want to be a hoe. Yes, you can quote me.
Is that everyone wants to be a hoe, but nobody wants to be a hoe.
Yeah. Okay. Like, they want to hoe around, but they don't want to be known as a hoe, like, you know.
But you see, okay, so feel, then, wait, so no, they no, want no, to have wait, their cake and
I need it. To read this. I feel like Trini have horniversities.
Yes.
Like, you're getting a bachelor's degree and a master's and a PhD in horny.
Hey, what? So that means we cannot trust anybody who went
to. So I trusted no Trini. End of story. Okay, so Trini's honing the most or the best, as we said?
People say they're honing the best.
Well, they say they're honing the most.
And the best, then.
Well, then, okay.
So then, what was your third one?
So who honing the most? My third one was who taking the most.
Who taking the most? But clearly Trini women.
Yeah.
Clearly Trini women.
Well, that sentence is that.
I'm going to be the staunch feminist. Why you say Trini women?
Because it's always Trini men I see in that everybody.
Yeah, no, but they could be cheating on other women outside of Trinidad.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, just keep it.
But I hear often, why do you think that Trini men are the best? Because I hear often that Trini people have the best accent. So do you think that's to play or maybe the carnival culture?
I take that back. I say Trini women. I say Trini men probably doing the most funny.
Somebody just say Trini women more dangerous.
That's why I because I remember I've seen the carnival costumes and the way them women looking.
Wow, like so that kind of body. You just judging based on appearance now. Wow.
Trini women are fine, according to somebody in the chat.
Somebody say Trini women giving a lot of horn.
Trini women more dangerous.
What you ever see? Let me ask you a question.
But I think also if that Trini women know or accept that they're going to be cheated on, then
they cheating first.
Then yeah.
They beating them to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Heather.
Why not another man making money?
Who cheating the worst then? Probably Trini's again since it's so well known.
Maybe Lucians. Cause I mean quite a few Lucians have been outed, you know. Maybe everybody else just second to Trini, like everybody in like a like even Trini's up here and everybody else.
I say it's between Russians and Jamaicans.
Are Jamaicans unfaithful? Like as I feel like when Jamaican men in a relationship they super
Jamaicans.
Galleys?
Yeah, but I feel like that's a term just given to them. Like
That's what I'm saying.
Like Jamaican men could be the most faithful men.
Did somebody
you know?
Pay you before?
Maybe they don't do certain things.
Whose pocket you in?
Huh? Brought to you by the Jamaican National Bank.
By the faithful men of Jamaica.
Yeah, coalition.
Faithful men of Jamaica. Okay.
Back to porn. I had just had a question. Right?
Back to porn.
Right.
This is gonna be our longest podcast.
Yeah, we're going for 2 hours. Yeah, when that end again, we go stop.
No, we have a minute. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, we have a minute 16.
Question, right? Yeah. In the porn category.
Okay.
Although we haven't touched corn yet, but in the porn category,
yeah.
Is there a deal breaker in the porn category when you find out your significant other doesn't do that? That one, you would end the relationship, or two, you would go and find it somewhere else and horn them because they don't do that specific thing.
Okay.
So, for instance,
I feel like for women,
intimacy wise, they're not just necessarily porn wise, but intimacy wise.
Just
so, like, they don't give you back massages, they don't rub feet, they don't suck toes, they don't kiss you on your forehead,
Why do people like toe sucking so much?
I mean, it's a whole category of porn and Pornhub. So.
Okay. In the chat, do y'all like toe sucking and why? Like, I don't want nobody.
I feel like people not out themselves in the chat.
I believe in that
chat is the bravest chat. So what do you do?
I feel like a lot of fellas in there, like, me guys, I doesn't do that. But when they go home, they're on their knees, like, take off your shoes.
For women, I feel like, at least, whatever, for me, and I feel like for my friends,
Don't speak for your friends. Don't put your hand in fire.
Okay, so what your friends have to say and what you have to say. Split that two.
Yeah, say I what you have to say.
Going down is essential.
Now you're talking about...
On a girl.
You're talking about cunnilingus in the vaginal area or accurate. The anal cavity?
In the vaginal area, sir.
Okay. All right. Just confirming. So you're not talking about eat the booty like groceries?
No, but I know some people like that, and I feel like that's the thing where you can get people to kind of You know, like you hold out to, you know, see if they go there.
Okay, now my question to you is...
Hey, somebody, my friends in the chat, speak for me, my girl. Yes.
Somebody say you must dive.
Bring your goggles.
Well, I know certain men, they just put on their goggles.
Wow.
They just put on their bib. Right? They just pick up a knife and fork, they just throw it away. And they just put their hands behind their head and they just swan dive into that, you know? I don't want to list any names.
Hey, why you think girls had like Trey Songz? I'm about to dive. Ooh, in.
So that's a Trey Songz reference.
Yeah, that's a Trey Songz reference.
All right, yeah. All right. Okay, so for girls, I think
unanimously.
Yes, that would. Too much Tennessee honey. That is the deal breaker for them. Okay. So, hey, that, right? If a guy says he doesn't do that as a girl, right? Chats and hair. Anushka, do you try and convince him, one, or two, do you
just push his head there,
or two, do you like get it from somebody else, or three, do you break up with him? And
I think if you are a grown man,
mm-hmm,
and you're saying you're not doing that, you're not ready yet.
Jamaicans, y'all hear that?
That's it. What you say there is a myth. I know a Jamaican girl who say Jamaican man is drinking them. That's the most.
But so, hey, why you think that Jamaican...
That is a lie.
Why you think that Jamaican men have to horn so much? Because they're not satisfying one woman enough for her to to let the floodgates go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right? So they have to hop and hop and hop and hop to stay interested. If they were doing all of the work, you know?
Uh-huh.
Maybe they wouldn't have to hop around so much. Huh?
Okay, I get you.
Because, you know, with a woman, you have to, you know.
So what would you do? You'd leave them, you'd try and convince them that it's
life. Let me tell you, if somebody says so staunchly, mm-hmm, that they're not doing that,
mm-hmm,
okay, bye. Like, okay.
So that's why you have to kind of initiate that porn phase before you actually start dating. But, you know,
if they say no and they're like, no, I'm not doing that, I would first ask why.
Okay.
I think before you just say, okay, why?
Okay.
Now, if there's some valid reason, like let's say they had
a bad experience.
Right. You know, that's something you can maybe work around, you know.
Easier way into it, kind of thing.
You know, okay. If they say they have a deviated septum and they cannot breathe, you know, that's another.
People call it for a friend of ours who has a very promiscuous Instagram profile about, cunnilingus. I don't go to list any names, but you know.
Oh, somebody brings up a good point. Uh-huh. So if a fella says they're not doing that, then can the girl not say, okay, well, then I'm not doing it for you?
But I feel like fellas are a lot less accepting of that than women. Like, women will say, okay, he's not doing it, but he's a nice guy.
So
a guy will say she's not doing it.
Fireball.
Yeah,
This show is making me heavier in my, you know, feminine.
No, we're not saying it's right.
No, I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah, we say
I just think guys more likely.
Girls
are more likely to accept a guy doesn't do something than guys are likely to accept a girl doesn't do something.
Why?
Because we are men, we're stupid.
No, but why are girls more accepting of that?
No, because like a girl looks at the whole picture. A guy only think with his penile cavity.
He's right. A girl looks at the whole picture. A guy looking at that.
Like a girl will look at that. Okay, you know the sex not the best. He doesn't give this. You know he doesn't do that. But he's a nice guy.
He provides for me.
He takes
me
out. We have good conversations. Yes. You know we go out and we have fun. A guy would be like, she's not going down. Well,
fine. Let me check for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't need to do any more. Toodles. Right?
Like, you know the noise.
Yeah. So guys will be that way. But I feel like maybe that was the previous generation. And maybe guys in this generation are a lot more adventurous. So, like, they'll try anything. Like, because, I mean, my Twitter profile is, like, littered with guys, like, you know. Like,
bruh,
asking for girls to sit on
their face. Every day I go on Twitter. Yeah. I just be like, wow.
So guys, is there a thing, like, Vuna, is there a thing that girls would say they're not doing and then that would be a deal breaker for you? And then would you try and convince them to do it? Would you go and look for it somewhere else, as in horn? Or would you just scorn them and like, give me some other words, yes.
Take a loan in your name for me.
That's what you... I mean, I was talking about sexually, not business-wise, you know.
But hey, that's what relationship is business.
Money, that's what does it for me. That's what turns me on. All
right, are we ready for scorn? I feel like we've been on
Scorn.
Time.
Okay.
So, scorn. does scorn start?
So scorn is basically the porn. You had the porn, right? You had the intimacy. Then that fizzled away. So then you all started going into horn. Either both of you or one of you. So then the loyalty was dissipated, right? So now, either you are man or woman, the person has cheated on you, or both of you have cheated, and now you're thinking about, how do I end the relationship, one? Should I end the relationship, two, or should I get back together with them? Three, if I do end the relationship, how do I make them suffer?
Okay.
Right? And four, four, right? Who do I look for to get back with to really make them suffer? Like, to really just put the nail in the coffin, cement the grave, and put the sand on it. I just found out that they do that.
Really?
Yeah, because that's the first time I actually look at them bury somebody my granddad died. Yeah. Right. They actually concrete the grave. Granddad. Like, because, like, I was very Americanized in that sense. Sorry for the tangent, guys.
You thought they were just digging a grave?
No, because I thought, like, maybe you just, like, had the wooden coffin. No. And then, like, because, you know, in American movies, you can just stick your hand through the ground if you're a zombie. But, like, if you're a zombie in the Caribbean, you cannot do that. Like, well, there's literally concrete.
First of all, in the Caribbean, we have limited space, so a lot of families use the same plot. So
yes, that's what I've learned as well. Like, it's a tomb, not a grave. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry for... Yeah, we'll do an episode on funerals and burials. Yeah, man. I think that's a big topic.
Okay, we might kill... Yeah. We might kill somebody just
Just for that, you know? Yeah. Just to see how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, but back to the question.
Yeah. Okay, Hela. Before we answer your four questions,
somebody say, "Oh, should I scratch his sky?" I feel like that was a continuation.
Hold on now. Should you scratch his sky for what?
Yeah, but I feel like that was a continuation.
Somebody say, "Go to gym and get sexy as fuck."
Scorn. But hear that, Missy. Scorn can come another way. You're saying you'll have to go to horn and get scorn. You know, you can go from straight to the porn face to scorn. Hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It get boring. She stopped wearing sexy clothes. He stopped wearing sexy clothes. She started wearing them granny panties. He ain't coming to bed with you anymore. He waits when you fall asleep, that's when he coming to bed. That's when scorn, resentment.
I feel like that's...
You started to resent each other.
I feel like that's passive scorn.
Okay, but it's still scorn.
Yeah.
It's passive, but it's still scorn.
So then, is horn a form of scorn then? Like, you're so unhappy if that person...
is a form of scorn.
You're so unhappy if that person, you don't want to be in a relationship with them anymore. So, your form of scorn is just, doing...
I think
not just one person, but...
I don't care, you know, whatever.
Somebody say they'll glow up. It's a known statistic that breakups are amongst the top reason for people to go to the gym and get sexy AF, a.k.a. scorn. Known statistic.
Wow. Okay.
I feel like a lot of people do that. Like, after they've had a rough breakup.
Well, but I mean, even look at Khloe Kardashian started that whole show, Revenge God, right?
True.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? Scorn. Scorn. I lost my point.
It turns to scorn when you get caught.
Scorn can also be little things like, okay, I know we have
little things.
We have referenced this so much, but why not another man make it burn him? That's scorn.
Yeah.
The intention to make it burn him is scorn, right?
Yeah.
Put grandma's own in his food, like, small things like that. Small things like that.
You know? Just ground some glass up in his food.
Yeah, small things like that.
Sleep with his best friend. That's
Y'all don't know why in that chat, you know? Let's die, you know.
Is that scorn or just like
that's
like nuclear warfare?
Boy, that's nuclear warfare at that point. That's all out. What?
Yeah. I even forgot what I asked you.
What else you had on scorn?
What is fair retribution? So what would you do to initiate your scorn? But what would you do if you know you wouldn't be caught? So what would you do knowing that, you know, jail exists and police exists and that person could report to the police and you could mess your life up? What's the average and what's the extreme? So what's the average you would actually do and what's the extreme you would want to do?
But you would
be afraid you would be put in jail for the rest of your life.
Because I have a lot of things
what,
I would do.
You know what we didn't address in horn?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of horn between scorn.
Mm-hmm.
When you find out they cheat on you,
mm-hmm.
as a girl, Do you beat up the man or do you beat up the woman? Because I see so many videos and things where they're going for the woman. Okay. And as if I just want to cut his balls.
Yeah. Well, personally, but as a guy,
you don't think the woman watch a fella, she sighs and say, I can't take me to. But I can take this bitch.
Nah, I don't think girls feel that far. I think if a girl wants to fight on you, she will fight with you. She will send a cutlass, she'll send a pot and pan, she'll fight with you. Right?
Okay.
I think guys are more calculating like
that. It's not a girl that cheat on me, it's you that cheat on me. So why are they always fighting with the women?
I feel like if a guy walk in and he find like a guy and a like his girl and another guy in his bed, like he thinking, can I take this guy?
Well, personally, right?
And then he thinking like, I'm a gentleman, I shouldn't hit this girl.
I don't think it even gets there. I think you just have so much rage. You just
no, but I can tell you as a guy, we never have that much rage that we not thinking about self-preservation. So if I see a guy that's my height, I'll be like, that's I gonna do mess meet up, right? If I see a guy that looking like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I saying, well, we'll have a good life together.
You fight him
still. I put in my hat back on my head. I take in my bottle of rum and I walk in outside the door. That's your house.
Because
that's your girl. These are your kids.
Pay the bills.
Everything that is your now. I've seen
you fight bigger fellas than you already. So I feel like you would still.
Yeah, but Dwayne The Rock Johnson is another story.
You see, like somebody like me, I see that happening. I just turn in my back. I don't say anything. I take in you later. I have to take you when you least expect it.
Well, yeah, you're that calculating guy.
So I take it you had work. Something like that, like you had work a day going nice, you're not expecting it, and then you're in your car on fire in the parking lot.
Yeah, Bonan is that type of person. Slash your tires, put sugar in your tank.
Yeah, scotch them. It's scotch them. You cheat on me, nobody can have you, kind of thing. I burn in the whole earth. Like, let's go in. Not to you.
I read in some things and it just raising my pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some women make it a point to say, I take your man, so what?
But do you see, that's why
somebody have a very explicit chat there. I don't even know if you can read that out loud.
Well, I mean, we label that explicit on iTunes.
So, warning, explicit. So, you know, you have to cut that out in the podcast, right?
I can see that on iTunes.
Retribution is you're about to come home and you find. The person says you find them in a back shot with a bigger man with a bigger eggplant.
Oh my god.
Drowning in the movator.
Oh my god. Hashtag movator.
Woo, boy. That movator really taking over, boy.
Yeah.
I know men are killing themselves. Maybe that's what happened at Babu, no?
Aside from that, they say that's why they will attack the women because the outside trick sometimes the most boastful. Cause if I already vex and you don't have no role to talk to me and you talk to me,
But Messi, that is part of the problem, with the whole horn thing. The outside woman or man
louder
than everybody. I take your woman, that's a I take your man, that kind of thing. That's what that is called the problem.
He didn't want you anyway. What you come back for?
You know a lot of the time, if the outside woman do all of that to aggravate the main person, you know you settling in nice and peacefully. You know you tell her, "Aye, babes, let's go home." She go curse, she go quarrel, she go set up a thing, but you get to cool out, and then you go settle it. Once the outside person start getting on like that, that is it. Bother going home.
Because then you're thinking.
I know somebody like that. I know somebody like that very much. And they have to move back and they burn their home and all kind of things.
Whoa. Why? Nobody fails, you know. Now, hear that, right? So you're scorning. What is more effective? Physical scorn or verbal and emotional scorn?
All of the above.
I feel like as a woman, you're not very qualified to say that. Because I feel like as a woman, you just want to try and destroy everything.
Because that's women. Let me tell you something. Women.
Set it on fire.
Women.
But that's where they find all problems with you. When you're in a relationship, you just begin up here. The moment you see your breakup, it's too small.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
I feel like a guy will burn something important to the girl. A girl will burn the whole house, the whole neighborhood, and
don't ever mess with her.
She burned
the house on fire for self-pity to burn everything.
No, this is what you get for betraying me.
I'm burning myself too.
You can't have me. Nobody can have me. You can have none of your stuff either.
You know what we're talking about there?
Acrimony.
Oh my gosh.
Acrimony.
Adani, okay. You get scorned. What you doing? You going emotional, you going verbal.
All of you.
Well, it depends, right?
Yeah.
If I cheated, right? And I got scorned because I cheated, I just going to take the L.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I agree with you on that.
Now, if I cheated, or I was unfaithful, or I was a bad boyfriend, like not necessarily unfaithful, but like I dropped the ball, and they give, like, I'm scorned from that, they break up with me and I'm scorned from that, I'm going to take the L.
I take my L. Right?
Yeah, like, I messed up, that's on me. Okay. You know, even though, like, I too prideful to admit it to you, but I just going to let you do what you have to do, right?
Take your L, go home. Yeah.
Why are you holding hands?
I don't know why she has hold
back. Like, you, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. So what's your
no, but the other side
okay,
is
okay. Yes, the other side.
I just wanted to hold his hand.
Okay, do what you have to do, you know. Exactly. 2 weeks and counting.
Hey, hashtag perfectly pulled you follow the wedding.
Yeah. Right.
Now the other side is right. I didn't do anything. I was a good boyfriend.
You didn't mind your business.
Yeah, I didn't mind my business. Yeah, I didn't love you. Right. Yeah. And they break up with you, and they try and do scorn you.
No, before they break up with you, you find out they horn you. And then they break up with you and they try and scorn you.
Well, I'm not going to take that lightly.
He's not going down like that.
No. I'm not going down like a punk, you know. Especially if I'm in the right.
Okay.
Yeah, at least what I perceive to be in the right. And I'm a fair person. So if I perceive to
so
be,
what
I'm
you
in
saying
the
right. Is, keep my phone on now. Because I could expect that call anytime. We might have a morning.
Well, I am a very... I'm not going to incriminate myself. But I'm a very technologically advanced person.
Okay.
So
look out for the signals.
We might have your technological life going to become a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right?
If I feel wrong. But you see.
But that's only in the most extreme circumstances.
You see, I'm a petty individual.
Like you know you cheat on me, then you come and say, yeah, your dick's small. And you know you wasn't hitting that spot anyway, and I didn't like you, and I like your brother more than you, like stuff like
whoa,
that.
Whoa.
Like you're going to get the scorn. But otherwise, like I'm not going to waste my time. Cause like that's just me wasting my time on you. And I think the perfect form of scorn, in my opinion, other than scorching the earth, is just living your best life and making that person jealous. Like, wow, like I broke up with that person yesterday. They have a new girl. They're living their best life. They just buy a house. They just have a car.
Guys, acrimony again, right? Like, he move on. He come with the woman. He
like, we should have watched that movie.
Dream.
We did watch that movie.
In the cinema? Also. You watching the movie?
No, we haven't.
Hey!
So, guys,
hold on. It's my turn. Nobody else knows what I would do. Hold on.
You, your revenge will. I don't want to know.
Because I'm a petty individual. First of all, I'm breaking up with you right away.
Petty is a light description for
you. I'm breaking up with you. I have to be there to see you go through that pain, you know.
Wait.
I'm doing things like, you know, I'm moving the furniture by like 2 inches in the dark. So you're knocking your foot all the time.
Ooh.
You know?
Wow.
I am plugging your fridge. All your food, they're spoiling.
But that's not your food too.
I'm not eating at home again, what that matter?
Wow.
I just there to see you go through your pain. Taking your alarm. You said that for AM, turn that to PM. You late for work every day. What kind of things like that I'm doing, you know?
Why are you so passive aggressive?
Well, you know, I like to see people go through it real, you know.
Guys, that's what I'm buried.
You know? You hurt me, you wrong me, like,
that's why
you
I
have to go down.
That's why I'm never going to hurt you, baby.
I'm a calculated individual.
You hear that?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Y'all heard it here first on the podcast.
Right.
All
right,
guys. So are we coming to an end?
Oh, right. A friend of mine, she has always been saying pee on the car, pee on the tire, pee in the backseat.
Wow.
She just
put
it up in the chat.
Wow.
Pee in the backseat.
Every day.
I feel like any girl pee in my backseat, like, that's war. That's war. Like, that is the ultimate disrespect.
I feel like you pee in my car on a hole. Yeah. Like, you tell me you get in my car, you take your panty off.
Yeah.
And you
exactly.
And pee in my car.
There are two types of men. Men that ask you to pee on them and men that don't want anything to do with pee.
Right.
So, I am the
latter.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with it. So, if you pee in my backseat, that is a severe... That is like... utter disrespect, you know.
Let
you might as well curse my mother. Because that's how I'm taking it.
I feel like us in the Caribbean, we just deal with scorn. We just deal with it like a special way. You know, you throw people clothes outside. That's a regular thing. That's everybody doing that. But it's in the Caribbean, we just boil water and throw it behind people and things like that. Eh? You know that.
So in the Caribbean, what does scorn do for your reputation?
Everybody don't mess with you again after that. Eh?
I think if you, you're the perpetrator of the scorn, like if you're doing the scorn, like people are going to be like, you're crazy. If you're receiving the scorn, you're going to be the punk.
The victim.
Yeah.
Like,
well, if you're a guy, you're the punk. If you're a girl, you're the victim.
You're the victim.
Yeah.
But,
or if you're a guy and she in the wrong, sometimes you can be like the victim. And if you're a girl.
Are the guys the victims or the guys boys?
Well, I feel like it could be both, but I feel like more often than not, the guy will seem to be the boy. Because you have a girl doing you that.
Yeah,
but sometimes, like, if the girl doing so much stuff so much. And you're just taking it, like, wow, it's a victim, boy. Dog, I don't even know what that would be for this one. Yeah, like, you know, like, people sympathize with the guy. But I feel like it really have to go extremely far for people to sympathize with the guy. And most of the time, if the guy taking it and the girl giving it, people just say, like, yeah, the guy deserves it.
Okay. Ella, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Porn and squad gone. Everything happened, you're a breakup.
Okay.
Are you allowed to keep in touch with the person's family?
Ooh.
Well.
What y'all say in the chat? What y'all say in the chat?
Like, you have to excommunicate, like, we can't talk again. You see the person, murder, just turn your head and go on your business. Don't even stop and talk to her.
But, okay. What is it? I feel like if the person you broke up with is initiating the communication, that's wrong. If your mother is initiating the conversation, then you're just supposed to be disrespectful to the person.
You know that can be a good form of scorn. Because you break up with me, you cheat on me, but I'm still friends with your mother. I come in at your mother home, I talking to her with friends. Mm-hmm. You know, how you doing? You okay?
I know a few guys like
you know,
that.
We out here, we going to lunch together.
I know a few girls like that.
I pick up your mother,
they say that's the best level of scorn. Mommy's still calling you their son.
Mm-hmm. I'm to you.
That's mommy, my boy.
You know, yeah.
You driving her.
You asking that girl, why you didn't get with that boy?
Get with him.
Yeah, he was so nice.
You come and check the mother.
Now you with an old zombie.
You come and check the mother. My boy, how you doing? Let's go. She's talking about drive me.
My son. I really wish I'd get with you. You know,
I miss
you. She's stupid. She don't know what she's doing.
You know? And you right there. She right there.
And then on the flip side, for guys, like when the girl best friends with your mother or your dad, he's stupid. You know what he's doing. Like,
first of all,
he never was the brightest bulb he was never bright, you know.
Yeah, you know,
He just missing a few screws. Yeah.
People,
I think you're better off without him.
You're better off without him.
Yeah, because he don't deserve you.
So, the other thing is, I guess after the scorn, after the breakup, after whatever, once you have that reputation of being a cheater or being a crazy reactor to a cheater, like, what's easier to come back from? Like,
both of them is in the Caribbean, both of them is easy to come back from.
Because the pool is so small?
Because it's not about the pool so small. I don't think the pool could have been the largest pool. We know of people who are, for lack of better words, cheaters. And they still with people, the people still pursuing them, going after them. We know people who have multiple women pregnant at the same time.
What?
And they still have other women pursuing them.
No names.
Yes, but we know people like that. We know of women who have gone psycho, for lack of better words, and done things. And they still
they don't have men going psycho?
They have men going psycho.
Oh, yeah.
We got people who have gone psycho and they still have people pursuing them. So I don't think it matters.
Okay.
I think you can come back. Because let me tell you something. We in the Caribbean, I think we have a short attention span and memory span.
Now, I agree with you. And I think that the short memory span is that, like, we as Caribbean people, we, like, most of the time we're so happy, we live like a less stressful life to people in other parts of the world, you know, even about, like, just like our entire lives, like, we just, like, you know, we can go out on a Friday, have fun, drink, you know, and just like have fun. So I think that kind of happy-go-lucky, just enjoying life thing makes us more acceptable to, like, you know, people can change,
yeah,
people can, like, you know, adapt. you know, he did that to that person, but he wouldn't do that to me. I think it's pride too, right? Because he did that to that person because, you know, that person wrong for him, but I'm the right person for him.
Yes.
Or her. So, like, you know, like they won't cheat on me because I do everything that other person does.
You said something and I agree with you. I think we give second chances very easily in the Caribbean. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. Oh. And I feel like maybe that's a good thing about us. PG-14. But we give second chances. I find. So, yeah. I feel like you can come back from it.
Now. Right? I'm going to go back a little bit.
Okay.
Right? Chat. Right? Okay. This one is important. Right. This one is specifically catered to Caribbean
Take
culture.
Take out your notebooks. Yes. And paper. Write down the question.
Ask your grandmother or your mother. Okay. Because this one going way back. Okay. Back into time. Right? In Caribbean relationships, right? In the past and now as millennials, right? Does Obia still play a role? Are there still people who try and get their significant other by means of black magic, Obia,
Thai,
you know, witchcraft, Thai, you know, ring the panty, put something in the juice, put something in the macaroni, you know, is that still a thing? Do you still see it still happen? Do you see like an ugly person and a gorgeous person together and think that person tied the other person?
This is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay.
True, just, but do you ever think that?
Just asking you out of, you know, personal...
Are you breaking the tie?
No.
Well, you have to walk back within the...
You have to...
In fact, I don't think we should put that out there, you know.
Yeah, we can put that.
I was going to ask, you all know who to go to do the Obia?
Again, we can't put that out there.
I know who to go to, but I hear Labrys are very popular destination. But you know, everybody have like a local Obia person in their community.
I hear if your grandmother still alive, she from January.
Our Lucians are saying people from Monrepo.
I wasn't going to go there, but hey. Boy. You're wild.
I will say I think it still exists, and I think people still do it.
I think
like we're so not in touch with our culture. Maybe that's a good thing. That you know, maybe the younger generation don't know how to access it. But I know people that have tried to do it. I don't know if it's been successful.
You know, younger generation people who have tried to do it.
I know younger generation people who have tried to do the self tying form, like you know. Hold the clothing apparatus above the fire of the cooking utensil
and
try and get the juices to flow down inside the pasta, you know, and you know, try and you know, tie the person, you know,
somebody
directly.
Somebody say, nah, I'm vegetarian,
so he doesn't need pasta.
What happened to Rasta pasta?
When they tie you with the ital, you ain't going to know.
Then you learn ital is real vital.
Ital is vagina.
Oh boy.
Alright guys, I feel like we're coming up to...
Yeah, I feel like we cover a lot.
Yeah, you know? Anybody in the chat have any closing remarks? And then we can give our closing remarks on Porn, Horn and Scorn.
Basically, the conversation don't have to end now. They can still tweet at us and talk to us on Twitter.
Tweet at us,
we can talk
IG,
about this all
email.
Guys.
I can talk all week long about that, Missy.
We come into St. Lucia. You can be a part of this.
Why you have to say that?
You know, but I don't like
you know
people
that
to
now.
Know when you come
nah,
to
shit. I didn't say when. In the future.
In the future, okay.
Near future.
Cool. Yeah, could be July, could be July 2020, you know.
Wow. Anyway. Yeah, so what's your closing remarks, Missy?
My closing remarks is I think relationships are very different now than they were before.
Okay.
Right? And now we live in a much more kind of sexualized time, a much more open and broadcasted time.
Would you say accepted?
Yeah, I would say accepting.
Okay.
So, like, if you... I think now more than ever, we have to use every means available to us to communicate more than ever. If you if you want to be with that person and sleep with other people, tell the person beforehand. Maybe they'll be accepting of that. Maybe they'll tell you, hey, I don't want to be involved in that, but you do you. I'm just going to keep being single for now.
Yeah.
When you're ready, come and check me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, communicate with the person, let them know how you feel, and like, go from there. I feel like a lot of times we kind of afraid what the person will say because of our feelings, and then we try and kind of box the person in a situation that they shouldn't be in.
I agree with you on that.
Right? So if you want to sleep with the person and you have somebody else, tell the person that.
But to add
if
to
you
point,
want to be with the person and you want to be with other people, tell the person you want to open a relationship.
Yeah, but to add to your point, I believe when we do that in terms of not telling them and try and box them in, we create a cycle in that I hurt you and then you go and hurt somebody else and that person goes and hurt somebody else. We're just creating a cycle. So I think for us to end this cycle, like, at the end of the day, they may say it's not everybody's going to do what you want to do. You have to be willing to take an L once in a while and hear a no. And it may suck and whatnot, but I feel it better in the long run for you to go and just tell the person, you know, this is what I want. And if they say, I'm not with it, then you'll go your separate ways. Maybe you'll stay friends. Maybe you'll circle back later to see if maybe they're with it at this point. Because it could be a matter of they're not with it right now.
Yeah.
They could be with it a couple of months down the line.
Yeah.
But they have
yeah.
so many people who hold on to that hope.
And that's not a bad
that's
thing.
That's not a
know.
Bad thing. It's just the extent to which you hold on to the hope.
Because sometimes people go through a phase and, you know, maybe they, like let's say Bob, for instance, right? He's 29. And, you know, he wants to settle when he's 30, 31. But he just turned 29 and, like, maybe he was a late bloomer. He had sex in, like, when he was 21. And he hasn't felt like he's really gotten that sexual experience that everybody has stories about.
Yeah.
So, like, he find a perfect girl, but he tell her, like, you know what? Like, I honestly want to kind of sleep with more. Like, I want to just experience my sexuality
yeah,
more.
Yeah, because I feel like I
because when I settle with you, you're going to be the last one I settle with. Sorry. And I don't want to, like, I don't want to have to, like, cheat on you or bring any further problems or resent myself for kind of settling with you early. But when I reach 30, I will come and look for you. Or when I feel like I've experienced my sexuality, I'll come and look for you. But then on the flip side, if you think that person is the perfect person, why would you not kind of just like, you know what?
One time.
What I'm doing is not that important. I wouldn't find that person that matches me so perfectly. Let me settle with that person now. And whatever happened will happen.
Yeah.
So it's like a catch-22. But I think once you kind of talk to the person and you tell them where you stand, like, communication is the key. Like, they'll either agree with you or they'll not agree with you. Sometimes the person surprises you. They'll be like, you know what? I'm in the same place as you. Let's keep doing us for like a year. And then we meet back here, like, when we both turn 30. Or, like, you know, on our next birthday, etc. Stuff like
but
that.
But
you know?
Here's that. Here's the thing. A twist to what you say there. In my opinion, we can do all of that. But if the other party in the situation is not open, it's ego.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Dog, we go for that long? Shit. Swipe, yeah. Yeah, so like I was saying, Danny, we can come and be open and tell somebody all that stuff, but if the other person not open-minded, like they mind close to that idea of this happening, you know, it ain't gonna work out. You know, the other person go just look at you like, troops, what shit you saying there? Move on your business kind of thing. So I don't know, I feel we're in a strange place. It's a catch-22 kind of thing. In that you want to be open and communicate, but you also don't want to be judged.
Yeah.
True.
I think coming from the Caribbean perspective, the judgment, the embarrassment, the what people say and the small world that you live in is
yes.
always going to be a factor.
And I feel especially the judgment, given that like your parents can find out.
But the judgment in any category, the judgment in porn, horn, or scorn, if you're living in a Caribbean country, or even just from the Caribbean and your business gets out, they spill your tea. Like, that's like just being from a small place and your business being out there, that's like common knowledge.
Yeah.
So I feel like knowing the embarrassment, like knowing all of that kind of stuff is still like, I feel like that's a way to kind of try and be protective of what you do and the relationships you're in and your privacy and that kind of thing. But I also feel like for women, right, because I feel like this brought out my feminist views and whatnot a lot, I feel like, y'all were saying things about women not speaking up about or demanding certain things, right, or communicating certain things. If you want that, go for that. Like, what is to thank you? But, I mean, on the flip side, what is to stop you is the embarrassment, the people's perspective, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like as a woman, you kind of have to decide, do I go for what I want and how I want to live? Or do I go for people's people talking and
let
people's
me tell
perspective?
That. I'm sure we all know people who, or know a person, whether male, well, a female, who's out there living their life, you're not necessarily in a relationship, but they're having their fun, and they're just happy living their life as they are. And they have people out there judging them for that.
But even,
and the thing is, the funny thing is that people judging them unhappy in their own situations.
Exactly. And even so, right, they could be having people that they talk to that are just their friends, but everybody watching you and saying that, oh, you lose, but you are doing nothing with anybody, but they're looking at you, they're looking at who you out with, whose car you riding in, you know, that kind of thing.
Very true.
And coming to judgments about you. So I think it's a special thing of kind of just owning your place and moving past the judgments and criticisms and stuff, and just doing what you want to do and know is true for you, you know, know is the best.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, in that situation, you can't judge somebody if you're not happy in your own situation.
But so many people, not turning that mirror back on themselves.
Yeah.
Because you know what they say, when you point one finger, you have three pointing back at you, and a lot of people don't ever consider that.
Yeah, it's
another thing for my girls out there, you know. Embrace the power of your super app. Guys, I think this is the last live we're going to do.
What? I feel like super app is like its own.
That's the next topic. That's the next episode. Eh?
Caribbean.
Okay, for our non-Lucian viewers, Adani, would you like to explain super app?
Well.
Because I don't do.
According to legend, myth, you know, folklore. The soupap, you know, is a term used in St. Lucia for when the vaginal cavity is very tight and it will not release the eggplant.
They
you
have
know?
That grip.
Yeah, it has that grip.
That hold on.
That vice grip on you, you know?
Yeah.
When the woman, you know, climaxes, you know,
yeah.
you know, she forms that vice grip around you or during, you know, sex. You know, forms that vice grip around you, and you cannot escape. And you know that vice grip on your person, you know, changes things.
Yeah, but even when you escape, you haven't escaped because you still want to come back.
So the super is the come to me. The super panda come to me.
That's
I want.
Why I'm telling my girls, that is your superpower.
Embrace the super. I wonder if other countries use like the term super or like. What is superb in your country? Now knowing that what superb means.
So,
and is a superb a deal breaker if a girl doesn't have one?
Well, they could be waiting to unleash it on you.
Ooh.
Plot twist.
Maybe she didn't know she had it and you know how to make her unleash it.
Is the superb under come to me different? Or is it the same thing? Or is it like similar but not the same?
Similar but not the same.
Oh, okay.
All right. I won't see.
Right. Yeah. Now, as a guy, if you get the superb, do you ever leave that, or like do you just like?
That's why I say. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Have you ever left the superb? Have you ever left the group? Have you ever left?
Like, what you leaving that for?
Because like, I feel like a superb is like gold. Like, if you find an oil mine, would you ever leave that ticket?
Yeah. You throw it away?
Yeah. Like, do you leave a superb? Like, if you once found, you know, can you ever forget about a superb? Like,
That's what this calls horn, maybe.
Oh.
What?
You get that superpower, and she leave you. You with your next person, but you can't let that go. You can't let So you out there chasing it.
Okay.
All right.
But she was a crazy person, but you still remember the superpower.
Yeah.
Damn.
That have people.
I feel that's like a topic for another episode, you know. Next like episode. Superb science.
Next episode.
Wow, wow.
We'll have like a superb professional
as a guest. Panel. Yeah.
Wow. All
right.
That's deep.
On that
pun intended.
On that note, guys, we're coming to the end of episode 5, Porn, Horn, and Scorn.
Yeah.
We are still going to be posting this recording on our podcast site, on iTunes, SoundCloud, whatever. So if you liked it, I don't want to listen again. If you missed the beginning, listen up, share with your friends.
Please subscribe.
If you have iTunes, give us a rating. We'd
love the ratings. And honestly, give us feedback. We open for feedback to make the podcast better.
Or if you want to be a guest.
Yeah, or if you know anybody who would be a good guest. You think
would be a good guest, let us know.
Topic, that kind of thing, let us know. Yeah. Y'all have been asking us for the last, however, 5 weeks. I know, I want you all to
somebody
go live.
Somebody said that the halfie come back. No, the come to me and the halfie come back.
Okay.
But y'all had been asking us for the last 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
To post it live.
Go live, do video. We listen to y'all. I see y'all saying we'd like to call in. I mean, we can do that here on Instagram Live, so we can
try and figure that out. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's been real.
I see people still carrying on in the discussion.
Yeah, no, they can carry on the discussion, you know. They can carry on.
So we're keeping the live stream going.
I know about that part, but we'll figure it out. They can hit us up on Twitter. We can talk about it on Twitter. But Missy, before we go, merch, people. Guys, support us. Buy some merch. Rock a little.
You know, we had doing this podcast for y'all. Out of the goodness of our hearts.
Rock a
shirt
with some pineapples on it. You know?
The pineapple
amongo. Drink from your bush tea only mug.
A pineapple amongo and a coconut. There on a shirt right there for you. Link coconut. In bio, fam.
You know?
Coconut.
And watch out, new merch coming on Monday. For sure.
For sure, for sure.
For sure, for sure. For new sure, merch for sure, for sure. Dropping on Monday, guys.
For sure, for sure.
And if you're in Lucia, we're going to print some merch in Lucia so y'all can get your
merch in Lucia.
Yeah. We bring in the Movita t-shirt and some other ideas. You know, we coming. If you wait, you might as well laugh at it.
Now,
if you laugh at it, you might as well wait.
Y'all want a Movita t-shirt and mug or one or the other or what?
Nah, we go settle that. We go discuss that. Well, guys, it's been real. We're out.